My name is Khadija. I'm originally from Pakistan, but currently living in Dubai. So I am a stay-at-home mom, so I'm really looking forward to build an app someday. So my question is it possible for one person to make a reasonable app on their own? Like, you know, for example, in your last project, you also recommend having a few people as a team. So I have been trying to make a few things, but then I get stuck somewhere and then I start over. So I really want to know, is it even possible, like a reasonable app, not that high level, but still, like, would you encourage or you want me to build a team first and then start working on it?
That's a really good question. I apologize for mispronouncing your name at the start there. So absolutely, yes. And in fact, many CS50 students here on campus, for instance, tackle their final projects completely on their own. I will admit that I prefer starting projects on my own because I can sort of think through all of the pieces, even if eventually I would really benefit from and like the help of some colleagues when it comes to adding features or chasing down bugs or the like. And I think one of the recommendations we give students in CS50 in particular is when you set out to build some application or some website or anything with code, make sure you quantize it with steps that you want to achieve. So we, for instance, in CS50's final project, describe it as a good goal, a better goal, and a best goal. The idea being that if you set out to implement your best goal, like, odds are you're probably setting yourself up for failure, at least in the short term, because it's going to take you way longer than you expect. It's going to get you really frustrated. And so it's really helpful, I think, to really take baby steps, if you will, toward a bigger picture goal, but make sure you've set milestones for yourself that you would be happy with. And so, for instance, if you think back to CS50, if you've taken CS50X online and have done at least problem set one, with the Mario problem set. In recent years, we've tried to guide students to building Mario's pyramid step by step. Years ago, we used to tell students, here's what the pyramid should look like. Write code to do this. But it occurred to us, and to me in particular, that would actually help students to think about building something that's not the goal at hand, but it's similar in spirit, and it gets you one step toward that. Then improve upon that, and then improve upon that. So for instance, if you think about it, and if you're familiar with the Mario pyramid that we describe in CS50, we first encourage students just to print out like a square these days. And a square, of course, is not a pyramid, but you know what? At least your code is going to compile if you can get that working. You can get it to be the right size, just not the right shape. And then once your code is compiling and running and working, then you've sort of met the first milestone, the good milestone. After that, you can maybe change it into a pyramid that's left aligned. It turns out it's a little easier conceptually to print a pyramid that's aligned on the left. And so we have students do that as step two. And then once you have that working, you've hit that milestone. It's still not correct, but it's one step closer. And then the last step, the best goal in the case of even something like Mario, is to shift it over so that it's right aligned instead of left aligned. And I would encourage that same mindset when it comes to building your own application. Like, don't sit down and start thinking, oh, I want it to do this and this and this and this and this other thing. No, like, it's going to do this and only this initially. Then you're going to take a day off and then come back to it for step two and step three and step four. And truly, to this day, 20 years into this, that's how I approach things. And it just makes you feel good about the progress that you're making as well. So don't get discouraged. You don't need to find team members if you don't want to, but quantize things for yourself.